ready to talk about this Patriots offense,
Pete. I am ready to talk about the offense, Jones. Let's talk some Pat's offense. It kind of got stymied there in the second half.
Well, it wasn't kinda great.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot cooking there in the second half.
And we spent a lot of time yesterday focused on the defense and their struggles.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
I think it was the right thing to do. I think the defense was the bigger issue yesterday. Special teams was at fault.
Yeah.
Offense was at fault for not coming through. We said a bunch yesterday.
The whole thing.
You know, you had the game on the shoulders of your MVP candidate quarterback, and he didn't come through. So I think there's certainly some of what we discussed yesterday, but there's more to get into with the offense based on it. I guess they talked about some of this morning on Greg's show. But Greg Bedard had some tweets about Stephon Diggs and his lack of understanding in the offense, which kind of feels like it came out of nowhere for a guy who's had a great year.
Yeah,
so far with New England.
Right.
Kind of feels out of nowhere for an offense that has been clicking. And, I don't know, maybe it's some coverage for a guy calling the plays on the other side, which
perhaps
we can get into here.
Perhaps.
At 617-779-7937, your phone number for Jones and Keith. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. It is a Tier Tuesday, Keith.
Yes, yes.
We're going to be tearing off the traps in the film Home Alone 1
That's
and 2.
Right. I think so.
One
I
and
think
two?
All, yeah, I think so. All, I have a list here.
All of Kevin's best traps, we're going to tear them off?
Yeah. And do we tear them based on like the ones that are like most deadly to least deadly?
Oh, or,
I think that's what we do. Yeah,
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like the top tier traps.
On some level.
The ones you're not bouncing back from.
No, on some level, they're all pretty deadly.
They all are, although I was going through the list a little bit earlier. Some are more of an inconvenience.
You could bleed out. You could bleed out from those ornaments.
That's
you step on those
true.
Ornaments, you could bleed
that's
out.
True.
I think on some level, they're
that's
all true. Technically deadly.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll do that at 11:30. It's Tommy Tuesday, Tommy Curran at High Noon, and also a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. Plus, we continue Best of Jones and Keefe, which we'll do later on in the show today. But let's start with the Patriots offense based on their performance against Buffalo. They did score 31.
Yeah.
And yet, outside of one big play, largely a broken play where Henderson reversed field, clearly wasn't the design of the play, they didn't do anything. In the second half, how concerned should we be about the offense?
I mean, you gotta it's gotta be on your radar for sure. I still think that you scored 31 total points. I will take that. Like 31 points is a pretty good day. Now I understand it was a great first half and a poor second half, and you sort of got bailed out by one big play. But you know what? This team this year does have home run hitters. They have home run threats where they didn't before. Like years ago, they would struggle and they weren't going to rip off a 65-yard run. You weren't even going to have that. So at the end of the day, I still overall am a little bit more concerned about the defense than the offense. But this was a bit eye-opening when you needed a drive. You needed at least like a sustained drive to sort of kill the momentum that the Bills had and that Josh Allen had once the second half got going, and they weren't able to do that. So it's frustrating. I'm not like completely losing my mind though, because it's been 14 games. There's been way more good than bad with the Patriots offense. I didn't think Drake May was going to be the MVP of the season. I didn't think he was going to be the runner up for the MVP of the season. But yeah, tough time to have your worst game. Like there's no doubt to me that was his worst game. He had some good runs in the first half, but they were ineffective in the second half. So I'm not going to like whistle past it and be like, oh, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. There's no problem. But I'm also not going to lose my mind and be like, oh, they're porked, because they did put 31 on the board.
So you look at the way the game went. They scored on their opening drive, and we said this yesterday. It was like a holy crap. They came to play. Super Bowl goes through Foxborough kind of drive.
Yeah, yeah.
8 plays, 73 yards, 439. There was a play in there that maybe shouldn't have counted in favor of the Patriots, but it did. The 30-yard completion to Kayshon Booty on 3rd and 7. Their next drive, they didn't score. But after that, they went 6 plays, 50 yards, May 7-yard touchdown run, his second of the game, to put him up 14-0. Next drive after that, Travion Henderson, 52-yard touchdown run. The drive was 8 plays, 94 yards. That started at their own 6 and was the first of 2 big runs for Travion Henderson. That was, by the way, when I took to Twitter and said, Cam Newton, take the week off.
Oh, boy.
I'd like that one back.
Did you delete it?
No, it's out there.
You didn't delete that tweet?
No, I quote tweeted it, and I said, I guess, Cam, you can go to work.
You're allowed.
Have a day, Cam. Turns out you're allowed to go to work. But we were all feeling ourselves after that.
Yeah.
And then they had what was a very effective drive right before halftime. They ate up all the clock. They gave no time to Josh Allen. 7 plays, 47 yards, 36-yard Borregales field goal. So they score on 4 out of their first 5 in the first half, or 4 out of their 5 drives in the first half, 24 points. Second half doesn't go so hot. They go 3 and out. They have a 7-play drive that ends in a Drake May interception slash arm punt.
Yeah, it was actually probably better that it ended that way, the way things were going.
Travion Henderson has the 1-play, 65-yard touchdown run, and then you go 3 and out and turn it over on downs with 1:54 left in the game. So I spent most of late last week saying, I don't see how Buffalo stops the Patriots. I don't see it. And I think if there's a chance to slow one of the quarterbacks down, the quarterback that's going to get slowed down is Josh Allen. The way the first half played out, perfect.
Yeah.
The way the game played out, not so much. I guess that's why I have concerns about the Pats offense coming out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've looked like knocking on the door of a top 5 offense, maybe a top 10 offense this year. And the way that went in the second half, I'm just a little worried.
Sure.
That Buffalo maybe exposed something, may look flummoxed in the second half.
Yeah.
And he looked uncomfortable. And I just wonder if Harbaugh and the Ravens take something from that, or a team in the postseason, maybe the Houston defense, maybe the Denver defense, maybe the Bills again, wouldn't take anything from it, but they're able to build off that. I just wonder if there's something there. Now, if they go out and blow doors against Baltimore, my concerns will be put to the side. But with how invisible the offense was when they really had to have it in the second half, yeah, I'm a little concerned about the offense.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I just think that the Patriots' schedule, as we know, hasn't been loaded. But they have played some pretty good defenses, and they've been able to move the ball and score points against defenses. Now, both sides of the ball have had their issues in the red zone, right? The overall numbers look pretty good, but they've both had trouble either on defense stopping teams once they get in the red zone, or for the Patriots not settling for field goals. That's been an issue all season long. But I look at it where the Bills don't have the best defense. And so you'd say, well, that's a little bit more cause for concern. But I'd say they've actually looked better against better defenses at times this year. Patriots have, whether it's like the Browns defense or whatever else. They've looked a little bit better. Whereas the defense getting carved up by Josh Allen is what scares me. Because it's like, you were able to shut down all these other guys.
Oh,
right?
I'm more concerned about the defense than the offense.
I know you are. I know you are. I'm just like, for me, That's why that side of the ball is a little bit more alarming, because you sort of skip ahead to the playoffs. I would say, yeah, you might face defenses as good, worse, better than the Bills, but like, you're not going to face anybody better than Josh Allen because all those other quarterbacks have been eliminated. And how confident am I that they're going to get the stops? Maybe not so much. Can the offense bounce back from this and figure it out? I'd be more willing to bet on that. Yeah.
Text line. Guys, you're still beating up on this game. It was a good game. It was a good game.
They lost the game.
They almost won.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
They almost didn't lose.
Right.
Move on. So I don't know.
I got to move on. They play one game a week. We talk about it all week, and then we start talking about the next game. It's kind of how it goes.
We spent 10 weeks. They won 10 or 11 weeks, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Complimenting the crap out of them, and like they could go
great.
Win the Super Bowl, and they're still a playoff team. They're probably still going to win the. They should win the division, and maybe they can go on a run. I don't think anybody's burying them, but this game has to have you a little concerned. Text line, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. And yesterday we spent more time on the defense. Today we're going to spend more time on the offense.
Oh, it doesn't mean they can't turn around and win 3 straight and go on a run in the playoffs. Nobody's saying that, but it's just like, all right, based on what we've seen, this was a big time game because they haven't had the toughest schedule in the world. So you're looking at a fellow playoff team. What's that going to look like? And it looked awesome for most of two quarters. And then it looked terrible for the second 2 quarters. And you're trying to see, all right, what could come back to bite them come playoff time? What would be sort of like their Achilles heels?
Yeah. It didn't look like they had any. Yeah. In fact, Phil Perry wrote last week, there is no blueprint for Drake May. And it turns out, nope, there is. And it turns out that there should be some concerns, I think, coming out of that game. Let's get to the receivers. Our guy Ray in Cumberland has been pretty adamant about this one.
He was quiet for several weeks, and then this week you could pop off again.
Well, he called yesterday. Yeah. He has concerns about the wide receivers. Vrabel, kind of out of nowhere in his press conference yesterday, was asked about the wide receivers and their inability to uncover. I want to listen to that and then react on the backside.
Just what you see of the pass catchers and their ability to uncover. How much of that was disguise and the Bills doing a good job?
We have to, continue to run routes. You know, receivers got a very unique job. We need them in the run game. You have to have them in the run game at some capacity. when we run it. And then when we throw it, they have to be able to recognize man or zone quickly. Talk about expecting man and reacting to zone. And some of those routes change based on man or zone. But their job is to get open and create separation or have great spacing. And their job isn't to decide if they get the ball thrown to them or not. And I know that that's difficult. But for every time that somebody's open, you know, there's usually a time where somebody's not later on in the game. So there's a balance that you wage. And we're going to keep using everybody. We're going to keep trying to highlight their strengths and things that they do well. And give the quarterback time to find those guys.
Okay. So It's a difficult job. Got to block, got to do this, got to uncover, et cetera. I want to segue into something Bedard tweeted that I know Greg Show spent some time on. But the text line and even Twitch chat, Keith, seems very fixated on one thing and one thing only.
Yeah, what's up?
It's like a new sporty hairdo that you got going on?
I don't know what the problem is. Everybody, you know what? It's funny. I got a compliment on the way out from a friend of the show, Courtney Cox.
Oh, nice.
She goes, oh, did you get a haircut? I go, no.
Sick brag, bro.
I didn't know. I wasn't being rude, but I guess it's like a little... So people are, for some reason, all hot and bothered about my hair. First of all, it's a radio program, so most people can't even see it.
No, but if you'd like to tune in, oh, that's a good shot by Brian there. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. If you want
somebody
to look,
on
that,
that
is like a new, it's like a mussed up look you got going on.
I just pushed the hair up a little bit. Somebody on the text line thinks
that's
joint.
That's not slick back?
No, that's push back. Okay. You can push that back real good.
Yeah, get in there.
Somebody thought I joined Good Charlotte.
I saw that text. That was a good text.
Which is not true. And then someone's like, oh, Keith, would you take a shower? Yeah, I did. I took a shower. I dried my hair, and then I just kind of pushed it up.
All the texts are about
I think
Keith's
it looks
hair.
Nice. I don't know why everyone's losing their minds about
Keith,
it.
No, everyone's saying it looks nice.
No, not everybody is saying it looks
Keith
nice. People think I look disheveled.
Keith with the British pop star look today. That's a compliment.
Okay, I guess.
When did you join Good Charlotte? You
Sid
just
Vicious.
Said that. You don't think that's a compliment?
Good Charlotte? No.
They had one good song.
They might have had, yeah, they had
Did you sleep
one good
on your
song.
Face?
Huh?
Did you sleep on your face?
All I did was push the hair up a little. It's getting long. Actually, I do need a cut.
Is there a product in
What's
there?
My age again,
no,
Rich?
No, Billy, no.
There's right, no
asking,
product?
Just asking.
No, I've never put product in there. Get your hands in there. It's water. And then it froze probably when I went outside. Trust me, I do as little maintenance on my hair, and you could probably attest to that from seeing it every day.
Because it's almost like you had your headphones on before you came in. It's one of that kind of thing. Like
no,
the front pod kind of like.
I think it's just people are so used to seeing you wearing a hat. I think that's what
oh,
it is.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's
this is,
what
I
it
got
is.
Beautiful flowing hair
nice,
underneath that hat.
Nice moss under there.
Yeah, well,
sure.
Then it was cold this morning, so I'm like, do I go winter hat? Do I go baseball hat? Do I just push the hair up in the air? And I didn't know it was going to be the talk of the town.
I mean, good Lord. Again, so
I think it looks nice.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can subscribe to WEEI on YouTube. Go log in there. Drink in the majesty of Keith's.
I don't put anything in there. Should I put stuff in there? Do you put goop in your hair?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. There's product in there.
Really?
Yeah, like a hair wax. I got like a
You
hair
have a hair wax?
I got like a hair wax I pop in there, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't put anything
Breaks
in there.
Breaks out the pomade.
Yeah. I have a shampoo conditioner all in one. Throw that in there.
You think I get this kind of volume popping out of bed, Keith?
I don't know what the hell you do. Do you blow dry it in the morning, too? You get the blow dryer?
I do not blow dry
it. A straightener? You have
a
straightener?
There's a little product right in there. That's what I do.
I didn't think it was going to be just everybody's going to be so hot and bothered by it. I think it is a good look. I don't know if I can keep this up, though.
I'd bring it back.
Garrett Richards' jacket thinks it looks like Al Pacino.
That's a compliment.
Is it?
He's 85.
Oh, which Al Pacino are we talking about?
Al Pacino from Heat?
Young Al Pacino?
Serpico?
Which Al Pacino? Godfather 1?
2.
Scarface?
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
Insomnia? That's not
Oh,
that would be a very flattering one.
You're talking about Jack and Jill Al Pacino?
Billy just knees like nodded. Like, yeah, finally.
Yeah, good shout out.
Stanley I enjoy reference. Jack and Jill. I can admit it's a garbage
it's getting,
movie.
It's getting the respect it deserves,
yep,
I think.
Finally.
Twitch numbers through the roof right now. People
know,
are people
come
are
on,
just,
ladies.
From
and
everywhere.
Gentlemen.
Tuning in
check
all
it out.
Over the place just to see Keith's hairdo.
YouTube. Which, yeah, are you jealous? I didn't even put anything in there and it looks
no,
this good.
I am jealous of that. That's nothing in there.
That's just water.
Water. I got to sit there and pick through it with my hair wax in the morning. I can't just roll out of bed like you over there.
A little tick comb. You're like a little tiny tick comb or fleeing tick. Yeah, no, I feel good. Thanks for all the compliments.
Well,
yeah.
you're looking better, let's just say, Keith, than the receivers did on Sunday.
This guy thinks my ex-wife's going to come back.
Oh, you're going to get her back?
Yeah, I'm going to get her back.
This is all a ploy to get your ex-wife back.
A haircut.
Oh, he must have a date after this. Sorry, Katie. Sorry, girls.
Yeah, sorry.
My ex-wife is back. Yeah. Okay, well, you look better than the Pats receivers did. Greg Bedard had this tweet yesterday, kind of out of nowhere. Something was off with Steph Diggs against the Bills.
Oh, boy.
His route running? Pretty suspect. Might have been just confused by the coverages, but that's unlike him.
That is very unlike him. Steph Diggs is a veteran receiver. Steph Diggs has been playing with this team now for 14 games. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like he understood the coverages and the routes back in week 5 when he lit up the Bills.
Seemed that way.
So is he's forgotten the plays over the next 9 weeks? I doubt it.
I wouldn't think he's forgotten the plays. Is it possible the Bills were throwing something at him
that
threw him off, and they're all
possible?
As Vrabel said, you know, they're all choice routes there based on what the defense is going to do. So I don't know. I guess all that's possible.
Yeah.
It does feel like maybe everyone's favorite Josh McDaniels has come under some fire, and you have to wonder if this is an answer that either McDaniels is pushing, or this is coverage for Josh McDaniels having a brutal second half. And I'll start with the quarterback, but I'm not the one calling out the receivers and the way they uncover and looking confused by the routes and being suspect. But that seems like some of the coverage being presented here. So what do you think? You think it was just an off day for Diggs? Do you think this is what the Patriots coaching staff may feel about this? Like, what's your read on that?
Well, I think it has been a little bit of a stretch here where he hasn't been the most effective, right? So he had that 100-yard game against the Jets on Thursday Night Football, and then in the 3 games since, he hasn't even gotten to 100 yards combined. So I don't know. And, you know, one thing I guess you'd have to be alert of is, on the one hand, we always kind of point out how there are a lot of Patriots beat writers who love Josh McDaniels because they're nice to each other, and so they're not going to say anything bad about each other.
Yeah, the McDaniels mafia, as it were. Yeah.
And Bedard might be the head of that. So anytime you hear something from the offense, because I heard Wiggy talking about it this morning, and Wiggy, I agree with him, from the outside, when we're watching the game, we don't know what route Steph Diggs was supposed to run. Or Kayshon Booty, or Pop Douglas, for that matter. We don't know. Like, you can kind of guess, and sometimes you can sort of see when the quarterback might gesture something or whatever. You can kind of try to figure it out. But what if the offensive coordinator is maybe talking, maybe off the record, maybe on the record, and sort of alluding to certain things, right? Now, again, that could be truthful or could also be kind of covering himself. Like, there's a lot that you got to kind of read into that.
It's a weaselly offensive coordinator you have when it comes to covering his own ass.
I'm like, is that possible?
But,
yeah.
But it's possible that it's true, yeah.
I just find it odd that, you know, when other receivers have come in here and really struggled, and I know the offense was different, you know, under Tom Brady than what they're doing now, or there's differences, but there are receivers that just didn't get it, and they didn't get it right away, and they didn't get it all season, then they were done. To all of a sudden in like week 15 be
pretty
like,
strange.
He's off. He didn't really get it. I'm like, I think he does.
And after a full day of the offensive coordinator getting questioned.
Yeah. Now we're pivoting to Steph
All of a
Diggs.
Sudden late in the day, it's like, boy, geez, it was kind of a weird day for Steph Diggs, huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird where that comes
from. I don't really buy it.
All I know, Josh McDaniels was a guest on the Quick Snap podcast with David Andrews and Brian Hoyer. If Hoyer comes in with some of this Diggs excuse making this afternoon on WEDI afternoons, I think we're going to have a pretty good idea where it's coming from.
I'll be all ears.
Get ready for that.
When
he gets asked about Steph Diggs today, and we'll make sure hard ass. When he gets asked about Steph Diggs today, I'm curious to hear the Brian Hoyer answer after Josh McDaniels is on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's like, geez, Steph Diggs doesn't know the offense anymore. He's confused. It's unlike him. Yeah, that is unlike him.
It kind of seems
like he knows the offense.
To the point, it hasn't happened.
In fact, maybe it's something else. But okay, I'm curious to hear more about that.